Scrooge's son Gary was another enigma. Nobody knew who his mother was. Æthelflaed only saw him with Rodney, because the rest of Davingstock avoided him. People didn't like him. If his father was strange, he had to be weird too. And now Æthelflaed stood in front of Scrooge. He had a long grey moustache and lines on his face, but he looked strong. "Can't you hear me, girl? What are you doing on my boat?" He was looking at her furiously. Æthelflaed thought fast. She opened her mouth. "I was looking for Gary. Is he here?" For a few seconds, there was no reaction. And then the man began to laugh. To Æthelflaed's surprise, his teeth were white and strong, like a teenager's. He was wearing a blue, long-sleeved t-shirt, brown trousers and sandals. He was scruffy, but clean, she noticed. "You jump onto my boat when you think nobody's looking, and now you ask for my son?" His smile disappeared. "You've come to steal something. Tell me what you are looking for." For a few seconds, Æthelflaed said nothing. And then, with Scrooge watching her angrily, she answered, "The trophy. I've come for the trophy." The man's expression changed. He looked interested. "What trophy?" "The football trophy. The town won it on Saturday. It fell in the river, and I think you caught it. It's not mine. I've come to take it back to town." "The vase? The golden vase? That was the football trophy?" Scrooge smiled. "I put flowers in it. You'll find it here if you look for it." He turned around and walked away. "The next time you come, just call like a normal human being," he shouted, and disappeared into the boat. Æthelflaed sat on the side of the boat, head in hands. She stayed there for a minute, trying to calm down. Then she stood up and looked around her, moving bottles, boxes, and rubbish. She found some flowers behind a chair, but no trophy. "I give up," she thought. She went to the side to wait for Samantha and Natalia. Her friends found her 10 minutes later, when they came back up the river in the opposite direction. "Ethel," they whispered, after she jumped back onto Samantha's boat. "You're alive!" The trophy wasn't here. Gary's got it. Æthelflaed was calmer now, but her friends saw that she was quietly nervous. "Let's go home and forget it," said Samantha. "We won't get the trophy now." "What can you do?" added Natalia. "If you tell PC Blake, Gary's just going to say he doesn't know anything." "You can't prove he took it." "It's game over, Ethel." "You're right," answered Æthelflaed. "But you have to promise to come with me to the Davingstock Arms. Let's have a drink." A few minutes later, they are back in Samantha's house, and they are smiling and laughing once again. Æthelflaed has told them about Scrooge, her Scrooge, scarier and more sinister than the real Scrooge, and enjoying her friends' shouts of fear and open eyes. Natalia and Æthelflaed sit by Samantha's swimming pool, waiting for her to change. Her parents appear earlier than expected. Natalia and Æthelflaed say hello and talk about the weather. "That was close," whispers Natalia nervously. Samantha comes in and the girls make their excuses. "We need a rest," says Samantha. "We've been studying all evening." Then they cross the bridge and walk into the pub. It's late Monday evening, but the Davingstock Arms always has lots of people drinking pints of Davingstock's own local beer. Farmers, fishermen, office clerks and civil servants. The people at the table are talking and laughing. The ones at the bar are looking at their beers without speaking. As soon as Æthelflaed enters the bar, she shouts, Be quiet, please. I've got to tell you something. Everyone stops talking and turns to look. They've found the trophy, says Ethelfled. Behind her, her friends are just as scared as before. She's crazy. She's completely mad, Natalia whispers.